ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 7, Nihongo Dojo. Are you in just the right place in Japan?
Naomi desu.
Rebecca here. Naomi sensei, お元気ですか?
はい、元気です。お元気ですか?
はい、おかげさまで。So, what will we be talking about today?
今日は、何々の、何々に、何々があります。Telling the location again.
Yeah, something の、something に、something があります。
そうです、そうです。
We're going to be looking at position.
はい。
Yep. Okay, good. So we're also going to review general counters.
一つ、二つ、三つ。And 一人、二人、三人。
Okay. Let's listen to the conversation. Fuyuka is at the airport. はい。And she's talking with an airport attendant.
そうですね。今、Fuyuka さんは空港にいます。で、Fuyuka さんは係員と話します。
And we'll be listening to polite Japanese.
そうですね。
Alright, so let's take a look at the conversation.
次のお客様、こちらへどうぞ。チケットをお願いします。荷物はいくつありますか？一つです。出発はゲートBです。あそこに大きい時計がありますね。大きい時計、大きい時計。
あ、はい。
あの時計の後ろにゲート B があります。
時計の後ろ。時計の後ろ。あ、はいはい。本屋の右ですね。どうも。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
次のお客様、こちらへどうぞ。チケットをお願いします。荷物はいくつありますか？
一つです。
出発はゲート B です。あそこに大きい時計がありますね。
大きい時計、大きい時計。あ、はい。
あの時計の後ろにゲート B があります。
時計の後ろ、時計の後ろ。あ、はいはい。本屋の右ですね。どうも。
今度は英語が入ります。
次のお客様、こちらへどうぞ。
Would the next customer come forward, please?
チケットをお願いします。荷物はいくつありますか?
Your ticket, please.How many pieces of luggage do you have?
一つです。
I have one.
出発はゲート B です。あそこに大きい時計がありますね。
Your flight is departing from gate B. Over there, there's a big clock, right?
大きい時計、大きい時計。あ、はい。
A big clock, a big clock. あ、yeah.
あの時計の後ろにゲート B があります。
Behind that big clock is gate B.
時計の後ろ。時計の後ろ、あ、はいはい、本屋の右ですね。どうも。
Behind the big clock, behind the big clock. Okay, okay. To the right of the bookstore, right? Thank you.
Naomi sensei, when you go to the airport, what do you usually take to get there?
Depends on the airport. When I go to Haneda, which is for domestic flight, I take monorail.
Ah, I hate that monorail.
Uso, I love monorail.
It's so slow.
でも綺麗でしょ?
Ah, 綺麗ですね. Yes, it's very clean, but, and new, but still, I always miscalculate how long it takes to get to Haneda.
Now they have a express service. So non-stop from the Hamamatsucho to the airport. So it'll take only 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, maybe I should take that, but...A couple of times in the past, I've not allowed myself enough time, and I've been, you know, running late for my flight and sitting on that monorail as it stops at every tiny little stop going, hurry up! I don't have good memories of that monorail.
Ah, so なんだ. There's also Narita airport.
Yes, the international.
はい、そうですね。で、成田は私は車で行きます。
Oh, you go by car?
Yeah. I don't usually take train to Narita, but Narita has really bad reputation for public transportation.
Oh, no one I know goes by car to Narita. Doesn't that mean you have to leave your car in the car park for ages when you go overseas, or isn't it expensive?
It is expensive, so I always ask my family to
take
me to the airport.
I see. But you, you live a little closer to the airport, I think, than...
そうですね。I live in Chiba, so...
I see.
What about you, Rebecca-san?
I usually take the Keisei line. People probably have heard of the Keisei Skyliner.
Ah, hi, 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 hi. なんだっけ? Nestじゃなくて。
Next is the Narita Express.
Ah,
that's JR, and that leaves... That kind of goes from the Chuo line all the way through Shinjuku and out, I think.
Oh, so different service.
Mm, yeah, the next is really quite expensive. And there's only like about 1 hour, I think. You have to kind of plan in advance. But the Skyliners leave more regularly. And they're not as swanky as the next. But it's cheap. The Skyliner's quite cheap. It's 1,900 yen. About. And even better, if you're feeling like being really stingy, you can take the Tokyu, which is an express, and you don't have to pay as much as you do for the Skyliner, and it takes about 15 minutes longer than the Skyliner, but it only costs 1,000 yen. So you can get to Narita Airport from the center of Tokyo for 1,000 yen.
安いですね。
It's quite cheap.
安くはないか。
The next is about, I think, 3,000 or 4,000 yen? I don't know. If you have a JR pass, it doesn't matter, but... If you want to save money, I recommend taking the express train, the Keisei Express.
なるほど。
Well, enough with the travel information. Let's have a look at today's vocab. First item.
荷物
Luggage, baggage.
荷物荷物
Next.
いくつ
How many? How old?
いくつい
くつ Next,
出発
departure,
出発出発
Next,
大きい
big, large,
大きい大きい
Next,
時計
watch, clock,
時計時計
Next,
後ろ
back,Behind.
後ろ後ろ
Next.
本屋
Bookstore.
本屋本屋
Next.
右
Right, as in opposite to left.
右右
Let's look at some useful phrases and vocab from today's dialogue. The first item is
大きい
Big.
漢字がI think this kanji is easy to understand.
Yes, so for those of you who are looking at the PDF, you'll notice that the kanji for big, for 大きい, the 大 part of 大きい, it looks like a person standing with their arms and legs spread out wide, kind of like they just caught a really big fish and they're trying to explain to everyone how big it is. It's this big!
Ah, すごい! 面白い!
Yeah, that's one way you can remember it.
Wow!
So what's the next item?
右
右, right.
はい。そうですね。Japanese people might pronounce like 右 or 右.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter to us. It sounds same to us.
Yeah. So with this 右 and 右 difference, is that an age thing? Because sometimes I notice that older people tend to say 右, like more nasal, whereas younger people say 右.
そうですね。But I think TV announcer tend to say 右 instead of 右.
So, I see.
Some people think 右 is proper pronunciation, but I personally pronounce 右 instead 右 of 右.
Yeah.
If you take a look at the kanji, you can see the mouth, right, in that kanji.
Oh, the square.
Hi. で、when you eat, you use right hand.
Well, if you're right-handed, you do.
Yeah, そうですね。なので、there's a mouth.
Yep, I see. And most people are right-handed, so they use their right hand to eat with. Yep, okay. I'm left-handed, but, you know, most people in Japan are right-handed, so I can understand that's normal.
You are 左利き?
Yes.
Ah.
And sometimes people say to me, southpaw, which took me ages to figure out what they meant.
Southpaw?
Southpaw.
Is that American expression?
Well, I think so. I think it comes from boxing.
No, that's from baseball.
Oh, it's from baseball. Okay, well, 勉強 になりました. I learned something today because, I mean, I knew they meant that I was left-handed, but I had no idea what it meant. Southpaw from baseball.
So.
Right. Where in baseball? Someone explained to me once that it comes from boxing and that it's southpaw, like as in south, sort of like an animal fit, like southpaw for left-handers. But I have no idea. It used to just baffle me. Okay, so there are a number of theories about where that southpaw comes from. Check the post.
So, ne, 私たちは, for left-handed people, we use 左利き or southpaw.
Southpaw,
in Japanese.
And right-handed is
右利き.
右利き. Okay. So, 左利き and 右利き.
Hi.
The last item of vocab is
出発,
which means departure.
You'll see this kanji at the airport.
Oh, yeah, like departure lounge or whatever.
そうですね. Departure lounge is 出発ロビー.
Departure lounge or departure lobby.
そうですね. 出発ロビー.
出発ロビー. Uh-huh. And so what are some other words that we can use 出発 with?
出発日.
出発日, departure date.
Hi. そうですね. Like 曜日, bi is day, right?
Ah,
so
yes,
出発日, departure day.
Okay.
And when you put する after 出発, that becomes verb.
To depart.
So this 出発する.
Okay, so can you give us some example sentences?
明日出発します.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
どこへ? って感じですけど。 To where?
No, actually, I'm going to be here tomorrow, but for the sake of this sentence.
はい、そうですね。
Can you read us today's grammar sentence, please?
時計の後ろにゲートBがあります。
So this comes from the dialogue, and it means behind the clock is gate B.
あの時計の後ろにゲートBがあります。Behind
that clock over there is gate B.
そうですね。Does it sound a bit weird to you?
Maybe a little, but if you can imagine you're in the airport, this comes from the conversation, this sentence. So if you can imagine that you're in the airport and the airport staff member is pointing out to you where gate B is, and there's, I don't know, a great big clock and it's kind of beyond the clock, right?
そうですね。They can't actually see the gate B from their position.
So oh, I see.
The attendant is explaining their location.
Okay, so I think beyond works well here rather than behind. But 後ろ means either, right?
はい、そうです。
So this is like what we learned in Style You and Beyond 4.
あ、そうですね。
Somewhere に something があります。
トイレにゴキブリがいます。
There are cockroaches in the bathroom, or there is a cockroach in the bathroom.
What a nice sentence.
Yeah, charming. Charming. So what we're learning in today's grammar point is to how to add a little bit more information to this kind of a sentence.
So this.
Giving a direction like left or right or behind or whatever. There are lots more example sentences in the PDF if you'd like to practice some of these before next time. Do check it out. I guess that's all for today, Nami-sensei.
So this, ne.
All right, see you next time.
じゃあ また.
またね.
チケットをお願いします。荷物はいくつありますか?
1つです。出発はゲート
B です。あそこに大きい時計がありますね。大きい時計、大きい時計。あ、はい。あの時計の後ろにゲート B
があります。時計の後ろ、時計の後ろ、あ、はいはい。本屋の右ですね。どうも。